Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it does appear Searcy made a late-minute change in their starting lineup. I'm trying to see if I can get to everybody who they've got out on the floor tonight. Okay, so it does look like instead of Eliana Oden starting, it will be Kaylin Holyfield. She is a 5'9 sophomore for the Lady Lions. So both teams out on the floor. Anna Grace Formal jump center for Mountain Home. And for Searcy, it will be Meredith Weber trying to win the tip. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Searcy. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Johnson into the front court for the Lady Lions. Johnson dribbling. Looked like she was about to head toward the left wing, but instead she just pulled up there at the top. Now ball goes over on the left side to Brown. Brown will throw it up top to Hadley. Hadley will kick it out on the left wing to Holyfield. Holyfield will throw it up top to Weber. Now ball goes over on the left side to Hadley. Hadley will throw it back up top to Johnson. Johnson dribbling to the left side, gives it there to Holyfield. Holyfield dribbling toward the free throw line, throws it up top to Brown. Over on the right side to Weber. Weber will give it up top to Johnson. Johnson dribbles toward the lane, has the ball knocked away from her. It goes off her foot, out of bounds, and Searcy will commit the turnover on their first possession of the night. We are 40 seconds into this contest. Mountain Home will have the ball for the first time this evening. Emma Martin walking the ball into the front court. Martin dribbling to the left wing. Emma Martin going now toward the free throw line. Finds Abby Martin. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne gives up top to Foreman. Over to Jackson on the left. Jackson takes the screen. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Gives up top to Abby Martin. Over to Emma Martin on the right. Emma Martin dribbling down into the lane. Now kicks out to Emily Payne in the left corner. Payne's three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Brown. She's back the other way for Searcy. No score as of yet. 6:45 left in the first quarter. Johnson across the timeline for the Lady Lions. Ball goes over on the left side to Hadley. Hadley will drill toward the free throw line. Now kicks over on the right side to Brown. Brown's three-pointer will not go. Ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Martin. And it will be Searcy's basketball under the basket with 6.5 minutes left in this opening period. Brown will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets in to Hadley in the corner. Now ball goes out to Johnson. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Johnson dribbling toward the left elbow. Now going toward the low block. An offensive foul called on Searcy. Chelsea Johnson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Lions, and their second turnover of the night. 6:19 left in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Emma Martin walks the ball across the timeline. Dribbling to the left wing. Now throws up top to Abby Martin. Abby Martin will give it to Payne on the right side. Payne trying to decide where to go with it. Now gives it to Foreman. Foreman dribbling down to the low block. Her layup is blocked. Ball goes to Emma Martin in the right corner. She finds Foreman there in the paint. She puts up the layup, off the glass and in, and Mountain Home strikes first. 2-0, Lady Bombers leading it. 5:49 left in the first quarter. Johnson walks the ball across the half-court stripe. Now going down towards the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Chelsea Johnson with her first 3 points, and Searcy has their first lead of the night. 3-2, our score, 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Emma Martin dribbling on the right wing. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to drill down towards the free throw line. Loses the handle of the ball. And Searcy comes up with the steal. That is Mount Holmes' first turnover of the night. Here is Johnson back the other way. Dribbling up at the top. Now throws over to Hadley on the right. Back up top to Johnson. She has it just inside the half-court line. Now ball goes over to Weber on the left wing. Her pass to Brown was wide of her, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Here is Emma Martin into the front court. Less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Emma Martin dribbling up to the top. Searcy in a man-to-man. Now Emma Martin dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Abby Martin. Over to Payne on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Trying to get out of the double team, and I believe they're going to call a foul on the Lady Lions. Meredith Weber picks up her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Searcy here in the first half. Abby Martin and Emily Payne checking out of the game, being replaced by Kate Gilbert and Aston Yates. Gilbert a 5'10 junior, Yates a 5'9 junior. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Foreman on the low block. She puts up the layup, and they're going to wave it off. I believe they called her for travel, so that is Mountain Homes' second turnover this evening. 4:32 left in the first quarter. Searcy with the ball, leading 3-2. Johnson into the front court for the Lady Lions. Throws over on the right side to Brown. Brown about lost to handle the ball. Now gets it back. Now has her pass knocked away, and a foul's going to be called on Searcy? I believe so. Yep, Meredith Weber picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul against Searcy, their fourth turnover of the night. Meredith Weber and Kaylin Holyfield both checking out of the game for the Lady Lions. They're replaced by Blair Henry, a 5'9 sophomore, and Hagan Bryant, a 5'6 sophomore. Lady Lions up by a point, a little over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Martin dribbling to the right wing, gives it to Gilbert, up top to Foreman, over to Jackson on the left side. Jackson will give it up top to Yates. Yates takes the screen, dribbles to the right side, now throws it up top to Emma Martin, down to Foreman in the paint, puts up the shot off the glass, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Gilbert, and it will be Searcy's basketball, with 3:52 left in the first quarter. Now Mountain Home going with his own press. Here is Hadley with it. And boy, they're going to call a blocking foul. I thought it was going to be a good knockaway by Leah Jackson, but they get her for the blocking foul. That's her first personal team foul, number one against Mountain Home. And into the front court goes Bryant. She'll throw it out to Brown. Now Johnson has it on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Johnson drills to the left elbow, kicks it out to Henry. Now ball goes down in the right, left corner to Johnson. Up top now to Brown. Brown will dribble to the left side, going down towards the corner. And another foul called on the Lady Bombers. Aston Yates picks up her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home. 3:14 left in the first quarter. Searcy with the ball, leading 3-2. Bryant will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Hadley in the left corner. Now out to Johnson on the wing. Back to Hadley. Back to Johnson. Now Johnson will dribble up to the top. Now goes to the right elbow. Goes back up top. Over to Hadley on the left side. Hadley dribbles down into the lane. It's going in for the layup. Off the glass. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Anna Grace Warren came up with the rebound. The ball's going to go out of bounds. The ball was her pass to Kay Gilbert was knocked away and then by Searcy. And then Gilbert touched it before it went out of bounds. Mount Home commits their third turnover of the night. 2:53 left in the first quarter. Lady Lions with the ball, leading 3-2. Brown will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Hadley on the left wing. Now to Johnson up top. Johnson will throw it over to Hadley on the left wing. Hadley takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And Gilbert comes up with the rebound back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert quickly into the front court. Now she's going to pull up. And pull up for the three-pointer at the top. In and out, no good. And Searcy comes up with the rebound. Less than 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. A one-point Lady Lion lead. Johnson will walk the ball into the front court for Searcy. Johnson throws over to Bryant on the left wing. Now up top to Hadley. Hadley's going to dribble down into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Nalia Hadley with her first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Searcy leading it. Less than 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers, dribbling on the left wing. Throws it up top to Yates. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to put up the layup off the glass. No good. Gilbert gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up and is fouled. She'll head to the line for two free throws. Hagan Bryant commits her first personal. That's the fourth team foul against Searcy here in the first half. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Emily Payne checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. 1:47 left in this first quarter as Gilbert will have one more free throw. Second shot is up. Bounces around and goes in. So Kate Gilbert hits both free throws. She has 2 points. 5-4. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to a point. Johnson gets into the front court to Hadley. Back to Johnson. Oh, she did not cross the timeline before Hadley threw it back to Johnson. So that is a backcourt violation. Searcy's fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 1:39 left in the first quarter. Martin into the front court. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Rolls around. Will not go. Yates gets the offensive rebound. Tries to throw it back to Gilbert. Pass was wide of her. She looked like she was able to save it in for a moment, but got a little too close to that sideline. So that'll be Mount Holmes' fourth turnover this evening. 1:22 left in the first quarter. Lady Lions get the ball back, leading 5-4. Johnson walks the ball into the front court. Throws over to Hadley on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a foul's going to be called over the back against Searcy. That is on Asharia Brown. That is her first personal foul. Fifth team foul against the Lady Lions here in the first half. 1:07 left in the opening period. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Gilbert dribbling just inside the half court line. 45 seconds left. Gilbert's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Partially blocked. Searcy comes up with the basketball. Back on the Lady Lions. Ball goes over to Bryant in the right corner. Now back to Johnson. Johnson will dribble up to the top. 29 seconds left. Searcy may very well hold for the last shot of this period. Ball goes over to Bryant on the left side. Down to Henry just outside the paint. Her jumper will not go, and Mount Home comes up with the rebound. Here's Gilbert back the other way. 15 seconds left. 22. Gilbert dribbling up to the top. Throws it to Yates. Now she has it at the top. 8 seconds left. Ball goes to Martin. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to put up the shot in the paint. Off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points, and Mount Home will get the lead back to end the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one, Mountain Home leading Searcy 6-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.